Okay, so we're going deep today.
Yeah.
Deep into some of Martin Luther King Jr.'s ideas.
Yeah.
Specifically on like economic empowerment.
All right. So it's 1968.
Okay.
We're in Memphis and the sanitation workers' strike is in full swing.
Right.
And Dr. King is right there with them. And what's so interesting about this is that he's combining his like real commitment to nonviolence.
Yeah.
With this push for economic action. He's pushing for this strategic, targeted action.
Right, that hits people.
That hits where it hurts.
In the wallet.
Yeah, the pocketbook.
Right. And he gets very specific.
Yeah.
About what he wants people to do.
Right.
He calls for a boycott.
Yeah.
Of some really big companies.
Huge companies.
Like Coca-Cola, Siltus Milk, Wonder Bread, Hart's Bread.
Yeah, these weren't just random choices.
No. Away.
You know, you think about it.
Why those?
These companies were probably major employers in Memphis at the time.
Right.
They held a lot of economic sway in the city.
So he was trying to disrupt
the whole system.
He's aiming to disrupt the city's entire economic engine.
To get them to listen to.
And force those in power.
Yes.
To listen to the demand.
Of the workers.
Of these striking workers.
Right. It's so interesting how he understood that economic power could be just as effective as protest and marching.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a different kind of leverage.
But he doesn't stop there.
No.
He also wants black communities to move their money to institutions like Tri-State Bank and black-owned insurance companies.
That's right.
So is this all part of his idea of...
This is what you call economic withdrawal.
Right. Explain that a bit more.
Yeah. So it's about building economic power from within, right?
Yeah.
By shifting their money to these black-owned businesses, black institutions, he envisioned creating a whole parallel economy that could actually support and empower black communities.
Right.
So it lessens their dependence.
On the very systems that are perpetuating inequality.
It's interesting because we see that happening now.
Yeah.
Like the whole Buy Black movement is very much in line with that vision.
It's a direct line from that, from what Dr. King was talking about then.
So he was really laying the groundwork.
He was laying the groundwork for sustained action.
Right.
Because, you know, boycotts, powerful as they are temporary.
Yeah.
But building strong, independent economic institutions.
Right.
That's the key.
To long-term change.
To long-term empowerment.
And, you know, that makes it so tragic.
Yeah.
That he was assassinated.
The very next day.
Just one day.
After calling for this boycott.
Right. It makes you wonder what would have happened.
What could have been achieved?
If he had lived.
If he had lived to see this through.
It's a question that, you know.
We'll never know the answer.
We'll never know the answer.
But we can see how his thinking is connected to so many of the movements.
That are happening today.
That are happening today.
And that's what makes this deep dive so interesting.
Yeah.
It's not just history. It's like...
It's a roadmap to understanding how economic power...
can be used for social change. To kind of wrap things up.
Yeah.
Dr. King's approach to economic empowerment was really multifaceted.
Absolutely.
He wanted to disrupt the status quo.
With the boycott.
With the boycott.
Yeah.
But he also wanted to create something new.
Build up black economic institutions from the ground up.
And that's the challenge that he leaves for us.
For all of us. How can we apply his vision
of economic empowerment
to the problems we face today?
That's a big question, right?
Yeah. What systems need to be challenged?
Right.
What structures need to be built?
Yeah. That's something worth thinking about.
Definitely worth pondering.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for joining us.
This has been a fascinating deep dive.
It really has.
Until next time.
See you then.